Time for us to talk with Jonathan Toman. He's the manager of Peak Radar, part of the cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. Jonathan is the man in the know, hooks us up with weekend plans, right, Jonathan?
I'm going to put that on my resume, if that's all right with you.
I think you should, along with your theme song.
Right, yeah, I can't forget that.
Right.
Put that in big, bold letters.
So how are you this finally Friday, Jonathan?
Doing well, excited that it's Friday, and excited for a weekend of a ton of events, really. And I would say that we're galloping into the weekend.
Galloping.
And you'll understand why with the first event that I'm going to mention.
Perfect.
So the Gallup 5K in Guard of the Gods is tomorrow morning, starting at 8 a.m., so you got to get up a little early. But it's from the creators of the Waldo Waldo 5K. It's going to bring the same family-friendly, outrageous fun. And as the name might imply, or you might guess, it's a family-friendly stick horse 5K that is untimed and one-of-a-kind. Each registered participant will receive an official stick horse.
That's awesome.
So I was thinking about this the other day. If you did the Waldo Waldo and the Gallup 5K, you can gallop around on your stick horse in your Waldo outfit.
That's perfect.
And that would be some sort of visual to have going through the Garden of the Gods.
Absolutely.
But a fun outdoor activity tomorrow morning for sure.
Yeah, that's perfect. I didn't realize they were actually giving out stick horses. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you gotta commit to it.
Yes, you do. And do the whole 5K like that, like galloping, you know, could you imagine how exhausting that would be?
Absolutely. But that's not all, of course. We've also got the Viking Fair Bazaar and Brunch tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Viking Hall in Colorado Springs. That's at 1045 Ford Street. It's the 11th annual edition of the fair. They'll have arts, baked goods, books, collectibles, crafts, music, unique gifts, and Vikings, of course.
Nice.
So it'll make it a fun day over at Viking Hall. The African American Historical and Genealogical Society of Colorado Springs is hosting their 10th anniversary event.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Westside Community Center. So, of course, part of that is an open house at the museum that they have.
Right.
Tomorrow is World Singing Day. And so, of course, we have a Colorado Springs edition, and that'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Acacia Park. World Singing Day is a global sing-along held annually on the third Saturday in October. So the event helps celebrate our common humanity using the power of singing to connect communities and promote well-being. So it aims to combat isolation, and this is the second year Colorado Springs will host a public sing-along.
That's great.
So folks of all ages and backgrounds, this is from shower singers to celebrities. I fit more in the shower singer category.
Me too.
To sing with their friends, family, and neighbors in Acacia Park. And don't fear, because lyric books will be provided, so you'll know song that is being sung as you go along.
I was going to say,
the sixth annual Colorado Springs,
And nobody wants me singing, Jonathan. I just wanted to note that, like...
We can hum along, maybe, Renee?
Let's do it that way. I like that. Right?
Yeah. For sure. The Colorado Springs Mini Maker Fair is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Library 21C. It's the sixth annual gathering of fascinating, curious people who enjoy learning and love sharing what they can do. Engineers to artists, scientists to crafters. Maker Fair is a venue for makers to show hobbies, experiments, and projects. So all sorts of fun at 21C tomorrow. And then two more. Brahms 4 will be presented by the Colorado Springs Philharmonic tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. So as you would think, Brahms Symphony No. 4 is going to play an important role along with some other parts of that concert as well the next couple days. And finally, the Pikes Peak Studio Tour is this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at various locations throughout the county and the area. So you can obviously visit artist studios to see how they create their works of art. They'll welcome you into your studio where you'll find fine art and crafts for sale, works in progress, food and drink, and of course, lively conversation with welcoming artists.
Yeah.
So big day tomorrow and a big weekend as per usual.
Sounds
and I would
like
be remiss if I didn't mention October, it's still Arts Month. And so if you haven't had one new cultural experience yet, there is still time.
Oh, yeah.
Check out peakradar.com/artsmonth to do something new.
Also, just want to throw in there, Renee, myself, Ted Robertson, Justin Hart will all be at Boo at the Zoo, Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, handing out some candy tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow night,
afternoon
kicks off this
and evening.
Weekend. Yeah. going to be fun.
Yep, that gets going this weekend, and one's through Halloween, of course, a big event that the zoo has. Absolutely fun.
It's so fun. And, of course, that was just scratching the surface of the events, like we were talking about, Jonathan. So what's the website again folks can go check out?
Yeah, peakradar.com if you want to know more or find other things that are happening in the next few weeks or months.
Wow, really busy weekend. Jonathan, thanks so much. If you are saying there's nothing to do, oh, think again. Yeah. Right.
Lots of choices.
Absolutely.
We love it. All right, Jonathan, have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
You too, Mike and Renee. Thank you.
You're welcome. 742 KRDO's Morning News.